Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's Atlas II PR Working Group call on Thursday the 12th of June at 1400 UTC. On today's call we have Murray McKercher, Eduardo Diaz, Dev Anand-Tilaksing. Apologies noted from Olivier Crétin-Leblanc. From staff we have Ariel Young, Duncan Burns, Jim Trengrove, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Murray.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. My apologies for a slightly late start, but I'd like to get directly into the agenda. I'm on mobile at the moment, so I don't have it in front of me, so Gisela has volunteered to help us go through that process. So we have everyone on board. Good morning. Thank you for attending. I'll try to keep us quick and focused for the day because I know everyone's busy. So the first agenda item, Gisela, if you could note that.
Thank you, Murray. We've just been through the welcome and introduction to the call. The next agenda item, number three, is a quick review of the group's objectives. Thank you.
Okay, from my perspective, just to keep context and focus, so outreach is super important and social media is super important for the at-large group and especially Atlas in London. I think from what I've seen happening over the last week, we're meeting some objectives in that regard. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page as we go into London and coordinate our activities with ICANN PR, which is why Duncan and Jim joined us today, and I appreciate their attendance. If anyone has any comments, Gisela can raise hands. Go ahead, please.
Murray, Gisela here. No raised hands for now, and Garth Bruin has joined the call. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Those are my brief introductory remarks. So what is our next item, please?
Gisela here. We have a few of the action items from the call from the 5th of June, and I will bring these up on the screen to share with everyone and read through them for you.
Thank you.
Document is just loading. If you would just bear with us for a second. So the action items from the last call are, first action item, staff to reach out to the PR working group to get a suggestion of list of people for media profiles. And I believe this has been done, and we have forwarded these.
It's Marie McRicker. For the record, yes, thank you. I was in touch with Heidi, and I believe the information was forwarded to the appropriate people with some additions. There was a request, and I'll let Jim or Duncan take that just for specific groups, European, so I'll just leave that for the moment. Jim, perhaps you can speak to that, or Duncan.
Sure thing. It's Duncan Burns here. Thank you all for compiling the list and sending it through. What we're doing is, in collaboration with Luna, who's our comms head for Europe, Middle East, and Africa, and who's our comms point person for London and for Atlas, and with some support from our PR firm, Edelman, are identifying some UK-based trade or tech bloggers who'd be interested in sort of the angle of, you know, the end user's role in developing policy, in internet governance, domain name policy. We think that's an angle particularly resonate, I think, bringing that to life is important in terms of personalities and people. I think our feedback to Heidi was just knowing UK media, and this is the same world round, is, you know, they tend to focus on the local story first, and that tends to be their hook. Once we've got some interest, we can start to spread the envelope in terms of who might be interested. We also have, we're building a sort of roster of angles and people, so that when we're actually on the site and journalists are expressing interest in particular topics or angles, this will be part of this, our cheat sheet on go-tos. So thank you very much for that, and know that outreach is going on. Tied to that, we're including Atlas in our media advisory that will go out early next week. You don't want to get an advisory out too far ahead of your event because it loses its relevance for media. And obviously are building it up as part of our outreach and conversations with journalists in London. But I'll pause there.
Thank you very much, Duncan. It's Murray again for the record. I was wondering whether we could include any, or whether it's included in the outreach. I'm thinking of Tech City and the startup scene and these young kids who are using the internet for amazing things. Do we have a reach into something like the Tech Cities, that ecosystem?
So part of how that's being tackled is also with, so a couple of things. I think that links in with the social media strategy we were talking about just a few minutes ago. So it's Duncan again. And I think how important it is to get everyone active within, you know, who's willing within the ALSs that are coming within their networks and communities, because that's a much more authentic. There is outreach going on through GSE, but, you know, to civil society, business groups, to try and build attendance and awareness of the meeting in London. The last registration figures I saw, you know, we were nudging 1,900, I think. So there's high attendance for this meeting as well. And part of that is the relevance of being in London. So, specifically to Tech City and others, that's hope we'll reach some of them through the media that haven't been reached by some of the webinars and some of the other outreach that's been going on around ICANN and the meeting.
Very good. That's great. It sounds like it's going to be a very busy time. I know, Heidi, Gisela, I'll go back to the other item, but I have one thing I want to speak to again on that. But let's move to the next item. Thank you, Duncan, for that.
Thank you, Gisela, here. The second action item was for Ariel Young to record the Hash Atlas 2 promo suggestions via an email and or post on the wiki, and we have Ariel on the call who will respond to that. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Ariel for the record. I just pasted in the chat. It's on the wiki page that I recorded all the hashtag promotion tactics as well as the social media accounts promotion tactics. So just to give you a quick overview, for the at-large, we need both the at-large community leaders and members and the ICANN staff to execute those tactics. And their common way of promotion is to follow the handle of a large Twitter account and also like the Facebook page. And I will also paste that on the chat in the chat. And besides that, we have I have created a sticker that have the hashtag name as well as the handle and the account information. That we will distribute this sticker during Atlas 2. So that's a physical type of promotion. And besides that, Dav, he is in charge of creating the content for Atlas 2 newsletters. So for the upcoming one, he will publicize our social media engagement and to use the sticker image to decorate the newsletter. So you can have a detailed view of all those different tactics. And then also during the plenary session on Saturday, Deb and I will do a quick PowerPoint presentation about our social media engagement so that all the participants will be aware that we have a working group that's doing this. And if they want to engage with us, contact me and Deb. So these are just some of the tactics. And then my question is whether we want to publicize this page through different mailing lists. So that's my question to Murray.
Okay, thank you, Ariel. I'm going to open that question up to others. I sometimes question mailing lists, and we seem to be having some difficulty technically from that perspective. But if anyone else has an opinion, please raise your hand.
Murray, no, Giesler here, no hands raised.
Okay, Ariel, can you just repeat that request specifically again?
My request is whether we want to publicize the wiki page that listed all those promotional tactics through Atlas to participant mailing list.
I think the more the better, so I would certainly agree that we should go ahead and publish that.
Okay. And I think not every single item is relevant to the participant, so I will craft messages just to ask them follow the handle and like the Facebook page and be aware of the sticker, and I think these are the relevant items to them. And then I can send separate messages to staff member about their ways to promote social media. I think it's just the whole tactics is I put them together, but it's not everything's not relevant to the participant. So.
Okay, very good. That sounds like a plan. So go ahead with that. Thank you very much, Ariel. If there's no comments, I'll just wait for a moment, Gisela, and then we'll move on to the next item, please.
Thank you, Murray. Giesler here, no hands raised, and the last action item was for me to organize the call today, so that has been completed.
We have finished reviewing the action item.
Giesler, it's Duncan here. Can we talk a little bit about videos, if you get a chance, if there's a moment?
This would be an opportune time. Go ahead, Duncan.
Well, so I'm going to hand off to Jim, who's on, but I think an important part of bringing Atlas to life is going to be, you know, putting some videos together, and Jim is our point person on that. So with that, Jim, do you want to just cover off what we've been talking about?
Yeah, this is Jim Trengrove for the record. We will have a camera on Saturday and hopefully Sunday to float among the different sessions to capture some videos, some actualities, some of the discussions. And our plan, Duncan had a good idea to grab one of the organizers at the end of the day and do a quick video interview with them, debrief them on what transpired today and what's up for tomorrow type of thing. It's something that we can turn around and post fairly quickly on our site, on your site if you'd like, and as well as we're going to have a plasma screen in the venue at the Metropole, and we can post and have it shown there as well. So, you know, we have some flexibility with this, but our best chances of getting stuff is certainly Saturday. Sunday gets a little bit busier, but I think we can grab some video from that day as well. And then we'll have video to use at Beyond London at that point as well.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. It's Marie speaking for the record. I just wanted to, I'm not sure how much work it is, but we have something I've used at events in Canada is a Twitter wall, which can be up on the screen, and it's literally a visual of all the tweeting traffic that's going on during the event. So it's something that could roll into that screen, and people would be attracted to all the tweeting that's going on. And it can be managed so that we don't get anything nasty on there. So I do have some things that I can pass along if people feel that would be a good addition.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jim, for that. I'm just going to take a pause if anyone has any comments at this point. If there's no comments, I wanted to add one thing that I had sent yesterday, a video that was created by Google for the Toronto
it wasn't the Fair of Opportunities, the Toronto at-large event. And I thought a lot of it was still relevant, and we may be able to repurpose that. I was asking for opinions yesterday from folks and wondered if anyone had seen that or has any opinions whether we can repurpose that for London.
Murray, this is Jim Trengrove for the record. Can someone send me the link to the video? I'd like to see it. I don't think I had gotten it.
Okay. I had it with Heidi. I'm not sure. Ariel may have a copy. It was in some Skype chat yesterday.
Okay.
But right, we'll get that to you for sure.
I see it here. Ariel has passed it along. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Well, I know everyone's busy. Unless there's any other specific items, I'm feeling fairly comfortable about we're pretty organized going into London as much as we can be. Perhaps one other thing on my mind was social media outreach to some of the other internet-related events that were happening in London around the same time. So I guess we're competing with a lot of things going on in London. And is there any way to make some outreach to those organizations that would make sense, just so they know what we're doing and what's going on that week? I don't know if anyone can speak to that. I offer it.
Murray, it's Duncan here. Are there specific things you're thinking of, beyond what ICANN, what's tied to the ICANN meeting? Or are there... Because I think it may even be that's something for, some of the leaders within the... at large community, to do a few acts on social media, build awareness, invite to a, particular session or a cocktail. I think that would be quite an authentic way to do it. And we can certainly provide some echo chamber on that. I think I've probably been so focused on making sure our London is a success sort of within the ICANN realm that I'm not that aware of what else is going on.
Okay, that's very good. That's fair enough. I know Olivier, who wasn't able to be on the call today, he is in Berlin, somewhere in Europe, at another event. At any rate, he had a list. I'll reach out to him of other things that were happening because he's sort of plugged into the scene in London quite well. But that's an excellent suggestion. So I think the more people we invite, the more inclusive we are. So thank you very much for that.
And sorry, Murray, just follow up, and I think as part of that, even if they didn't physically show up, it makes that link online, and there may be more interest, more retweets. We can point to some of the content we're doing, how we can make that relevant. I think that just provides more of an interlink, and platform beyond Atlas as well in terms of relationships built and awareness built.
Yes, thank you. Very good. It's Murray again. Perhaps a question for Ariel. There's a lot of work that we're doing, it would be great to get some metrics after London so that we see how well we did. And I know there's lots of programs to get metrics on social media, so I just want to make sure we have built that in from the beginning. Ariel, do you have any comments on that?
Yes, this is Ariel for the record. We have been monitoring our performance on Facebook and Twitter on a weekly basis. So for this Facebook page, it provides the insights function, and we can see how many new page likes we got for the week and how much the reach we have achieved for our posts, and how our posts have been engaging our audience. We started posting content from the 2nd of June, so based on the last week's statistics, our post reach already increased more than 1,700% compared to the week before. And we also gained a lot of new likes, maybe 20 new likes last week. So I have been keeping track on that number. For the Twitter, I just talked to Natalie, who is the corporate account holder for the ICANN social media accounts. And she suggested me two different tools to use for tracking the performance. So I just registered for the other two websites. And so they will send me a weekly digest of our Twitter performance. So now I'm the person tracking that, but we will discuss with the social media working group and maybe have maybe two or one or two members from that group to help with that. Ideally, we want to have both a qualitative and quantitative analysis of our performance. So for the quantitative one, I got that. For the qualitative one, maybe the community member can help just to see which kind of posts are most engaging, and maybe we can follow that example and roll out content in that fashion in the future. Yeah, that's all the updates so far.
Very good, Ariel. Thank you very much for that. So I'll again pause. I believe we're...
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you. We have Heidi and Jim who have their hands raised. Thank you.
I don't know the order, so Isla, help me out, and whoever wants to go first.
Hi,
I'm not sure
Jim
put their hand
down. That's easy enough. Hi, Jim and Murray and everyone. Sorry for being late. Just really quickly on that, on the point about other activities going on in London, there are the Commonwealth gathering there, I believe, and also on Friday, ISOC is going to be having a workshop. So perhaps some of our ISOC members can be in contact with the ISOC people, and we can get some information going back and forth between them. And just one question to Ariel. I mean, that's fantastic about the information for tracking Facebook and Twitter. Are we able also to get metrics for the Atlas 2 website, Ariel?
Yes, we can do with the Google Analytics. I had experience with that, so I know how to hook the two sites together. The only challenge is we need to get the community member agree with installing that with Google Analytics. So, but yes, it can be tracked.
Okay, great. And if need be, maybe we can, this is Heidi again, perhaps we can do an action item to do that. So we can get good tracking for everything. Because that might actually be a good use for the ROI team working group to get information about metrics for all of our outward-facing communications. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Murray.
Okay, it's Murray for the record. I believe we are at the end of our formal agenda. If there are any comments or other business, I'm opening the floor. And again, thank you, Gisela, for watching hands. Take a moment.
No hands raised for now, Murray.
All right, very good. We are 35 minutes into the call. I believe there's no other issues, at least from my perspective, and I would like to thank staff very much for all their assistance through the working group, and as always, amazing amount of work. I also like to thank Jim and Duncan for attending today and giving us that update. I'll pause for one more moment if anyone has anything to add. Otherwise, I suggest we adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. See you in London in 8 days.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. We look forward to seeing you in London next. Thank you. Bye-bye.